Hallelujah. He is our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our soon coming King. Amen. He's our all in all. He's all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. Lord Jesus, you're all I need. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're all I need. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Psalms 100 says we come before His presence with singing. And we enter His gates with thanksgiving. That's how you approach the Lord. Amen. With a heart of gratitude, giving thanks to Him, even in the little things, in the simple things of life. Hallelujah. We got out of bed this morning. Praise God for that. Amen. Had something to eat this morning. Praise God for that. He's given you life and breath. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been so blessed of the Lord, haven't we? And you know, and it pleases the Lord when we acknowledge Him and His goodness in our lives. Hallelujah. Good way to overcome self-pity is gratitude. Good way to overcome woe is me is gratitude. Give thanks. All right, one more maybe. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Oh Lord, we are thankful. Hallelujah. Forever grateful for the cross that you came to seek and to save the lost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness and for your patience, your great patience, Lord, with us. Lord, we want to be the people you want us to be. Well, Lord, we cannot rely upon our own strength or wisdom. But we know where our help comes from. Our help comes from who? The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We trust you, Lord, for all that we have need of comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one. You're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. And I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in time of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. And all through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you. You alone. Faithful one. He is faithful and true. Oh, he's coming. Prepare to meet your God. Hallelujah. It has been appointed unto men once to die, and after this a judgment. So God offered up his son Jesus, and he willingly laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. As an atonement for sin. Hallelujah. And as the song said, he opened the floodgate that all may go in. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father, what? But by me. We believe in you, Lord. We believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the only way. Our hope is in you alone. Hallelujah. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, our heart's desire is that people would come to know the Lord.
Yes.
You know, not just be ever learning about God, but actually encountering, knowing him personally. Having a life-changing encounter, amen, and an ongoing relationship with the Lord to where you learn his voice and you know when he's speaking to you so that you can speak when he's telling you to speak, amen, and you'll know that voice. You'll be able to pick out that voice out of a crowd of noises, amen, because there are a lot of noises today and there are a lot of things going on and a lot of stuff online and a lot of this is happening and that is happening. And if we're not careful, before we know it, our heads are spinning around and we're just figuring, well, where am I going with all this? And finding ourselves going down a wormhole or something, you know. We just have to really be grounded today in the Lord and the Word of God. Amen. But his Spirit is so wonderful. And, and he has allowed us to have this relationship with him today. Whereas in the Old Covenant, you know, they didn't have that. The only ones that were anointed then were the prophets and the priests and the kings, remember, under the old system. But today, God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Anyone now can know the Lord through Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is the awesome time we're living in right now, as God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. He's pouring out his Spirit in the earth. Amen. God is going to have a harvest. Amen. He's been gleaning it through the generations up until this point, and we believe there's a converging of all of the previous moves of God into one glorious move because the Lord is coming. Amen. And he's bringing in, if you will, the harvest. And the Lord said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would raise up laborers. Amen. Send laborers into the harvest. That would be you and I. Amen. Lord, send them over there. God says, well, while you're praying for them, why don't you go?
Amen.
We get to do this. And how many know that you don't have to worry about it because God will give you the power, the ability that you don't have anyways. Amen. It's not about us. Amen. It's what God can do through us. And he's just looking for availability. He's looking for someone who's a willing vessel for him. And so, Lord, sign me up. I'm open, you know. Use me any way you want. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's just how it is. Amen. If we're going to glory in anything, let's glory in the Lord. Amen. And what he's done, for the great things he's done. I'm so grateful to be here today. And I know it's by grace. I am who I am today. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would any of us be today? Have you thought of that, right? Hallelujah. And how many know that God will use events and situations in life to kind of shake us awake at times because we're prone to go to sleep, to be lulled into sleep. You know, and I know we're all wanting that life of comfort and ease. Amen. But sometimes comfort and ease is not the best thing for us. Amen. Because when we don't realize our need of God, we're very prone to go after other gods, other things that will take the place of God in our hearts. Come on, materialism. I can go on the list, right? Entertainment. The title of the message today is Sleeping on the Job. Never sleep on the job. It's not good. Amen? In Romans 13:11, it says, "And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand." What day? The day of the Lord. "Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Cast off what? The works of darkness. Put on the armor of life. So Paul is speaking to the Romans here, and he's pleading with the church to not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. And he was encouraging to live a life of spiritual alertness and moral purity. How many know that's important for a bride? Amen. How many know it's important for a bride that is a spouse to be married, right? Yes. To keep herself pure for her bridegroom. Amen. And so we are in type the bride, aren't we, of Christ. And as the bride of Christ, we are to keep ourselves pure and unspotted from the defilement that is in the world, so that we will be pure and ready to be presented to him in that day. Now, the Lord is the one that works out this salvation in us. He's the one that brings purity in our lives. Amen. However, we are called to cooperate with the Lord in the process of sanctification. That means when the Lord tells me no, it's no. When he says yes, it's yes. We're learning how to lean on him for the grace we need to overcome those things in our lives, amen, that could be considered defilement or even possibly a stronghold. Now, a stronghold is a place of security, all right? So like a fortified castle, right? So the Lord is our stronghold. He's our place of security. Amen. But the devil is also looking for a stronghold in our lives. He's looking for a place of security where we compromise and we happen to agree with him. Come on. So that he can stay and operate in our lives because of compromise with sin. And he wants to establish that, and he wants us to make excuses for our sin. He doesn't want people to repent because he can only abide in the darkness. So in the areas where we rebel against God, come on, we're giving permission for him to abide. Is that making sense? He abides in the darkness. So what we want is to be completely flooded with the light of Christ. We don't want in us any dark thing. We want God to have the entire offering, to give him our whole life and allow him to come in and clean house and drive out anything that's not of him. Amen. Kick out all those little imps and those demons. Amen. And even those habits and those things that displease the Lord. He wants to displace those things with his presence. And when we are filled with the Lord, we will shine for him. We will be a light in this world. But you cannot be a light if you're dwelling in the darkness. You cannot be a light for God if you're compromising with the darkness. Amen. So we have to cast off the works of darkness and we have to put on Christ every day. The Lord says, "I want you to be filled with my spirit." And that means that we're giving him permission to occupy every part of our lives. Come on. No sympathy for the devil. No place that we give permission for him to dwell. Amen. No subtle compromises with the enemy. Amen. We don't want anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, we should expose them. And it's the word of God that brings light and exposure to what the enemy's up to. And that's why, amen, people who love their darkness hate those who are walking in the light. Because Jesus said, this is the condemnation in John chapter 3, that light has come into the world. But men love the darkness rather than the light. And they don't come into the light, lest their deeds be exposed. And there was a time in my life when I didn't want to be around the people of the light. You hearing me, somebody? Because they made me uncomfortable. Because I knew I wasn't living right. Because when the light comes around, amen, all of a sudden you realize there are things that aren't right. Before that, you were just on your happy way doing your thing, amen, until the light begins to shine in and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm just not all that, am I? Right? And so the light exposes the darkness, but it's a good thing because we want to know, amen, where we may be compromising in our lives. I thank God for conviction. I thank God that he's faithful, amen, to point out any area in my life where I'm not being true to him or faithful to him. Amen. Why does he do that? The Holy Spirit convicts us, amen, not just to make us miserable, but he convicts us for the purpose of bringing healing and restoration. Amen. So that we can be cleansed and we can be possessed with his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit convicts us, all right, and points us to Jesus, who is the answer. Amen. The devil comes around and he condemns you. He points a finger of accusation to draw you away from God, to make you feel like I have to run and hide. I can't be around God's people. There are a lot of people that don't come to church because they're afraid they're going to be exposed. Well, why don't you just get it right with God? Come on, confess it, renounce it, and let God do the cleansing, amen? Hit your heart right with God because we're not here to be your judge, amen? There's only one judge in this house. That's the name is Jesus, amen? But he's the true judge, amen? And his word is that which judges us. Why does he judge us? Because he wants to heal us. He wants to restore us. He wants to save. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that's the heart of God, for God so loved us. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died. But he doesn't want to leave people in their sin. He wants the power of sin broken in their life so they can walk in the liberty wherewith Christ has set them free. We have to maintain that. We have to enforce in our lives the victory that God has already won for us. Hallelujah. You see, the day of God's vengeance is coming. We can see it, the signs of the times. Huh? But the good news is that the Lord is also coming. Amen. To receive his people. Amen. And you want to know when he's coming? In an hour when you think not. How many got, hope nobody here got caught up in that date they set the other day, 23rd. I said, I said, if Jesus does come, it'll probably be the day after, because he's not coming on the day that man appoints. Amen. He's coming the day the Father appoints. He says, son, go get your children. Amen. We just need to be ready to meet the Lord. That's the bottom line. Don't get caught up in all this stuff. Amen. Read the word. Study the word. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they're just going by what somebody says. They know how to put enough scripture together to make it sound convincing. But without any cross-examination, they have a pretty good case. But once you bring the cross-examination using the word, all of a sudden it's not quite like it looks. This present time we're living in, this dispensation of time, is like a long night of sin. And it's just about run its course. The Lord is not going to allow this to go on forever. He's gleaning a people. He is making ready a bride. Those who look for him, he will return a second time without sin unto salvation. Those who are looking for him are those who are living for him. Instead, we are to put on Christ. We are to worship in spirit. Amen. And we are to put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We are to put God on like clothing, if you will. Our lives need to be saturated with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's our armor. That's our protection. Amen. How many know the Holy Spirit, amen, is the one who gives us the authority that we can exercise against our adversary? Amen. So if we resist the devil, amen, he will flee from us. Yeah. Some of God's people have fallen asleep without even realizing it. Some have even lost their passion for Jesus. How many know you can lose your passion if you don't stay connected? Wrong focus. The enemy's always looking to get the attention. Look over here. Look over there. Look what I'm doing over here. Look what I'm doing over there. How? Let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Let's dial into heaven station and break the dial off right there. Stay connected to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Stay in fellowship. Stay in the work. Abide. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. The devil wants to lure people asleep through mindless entertainment, materialism, pursuing worldly success, lack of prayer, lack of fellowship with God's people. I know I hear a lot of people say, well, I have church in the woods. Well, that's okay too. Amen. But God calls you to a body. God calls you to something bigger than yourself. Somebody say amen. We're part of something bigger than ourselves. Amen. All right. And the enemy may use even depression or offenses, getting people offended at one another. Amen. And getting people to hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Amen. These are ways that he can put the blinders on God's people. If we cooperate with the enemy, you're giving him permission to operate in your life. And he has no good intentions for you. Would you say amen to that? And that's why Jesus told us to pray in Matthew 26:40. Remember, he came. This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he found his disciples sleeping. And he said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Couldn't you stay alert at least an hour? He said, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. You see, the enemy studies us. He knows when we're weak. And he tries to lull us asleep through distractions and other things. Come on, that will enter in and choke us spiritually. Amen. Because he knows he can then attack us with temptation. Because when we're spiritually weak, our flesh becomes stronger. And our flesh is easily influenced by sin. The power of sin has been broken in our lives, but we have to enforce it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So there are several biblical examples of people who had failed in their God-given mission because they were asleep on the job. Samson. How many know the story of Samson? It is because of sexual sin and compromise. Samson fell asleep in the lap of his enemy. And he lost his ability to fight. When did he lose his ability? While he was asleep. Judges 16:18. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up at once, for he has told me all his heart. So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. And then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. And then she began to torment him. That's the next thing that happens, right? Compromise, torment, loss of strength. The strength left him. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Not a good time to realize that. How about Jonah? Jonah slept through a storm that nearly sank the ship that he was on. The mariners were afraid, Jonah 1, verse 5, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down and was fast asleep. Now he's in a storm. They're throwing stuff off the boat and he's in that kind of a sleep. Clueless. Verse 6, so the captain came to him and said to him, what do you mean, a sleeper? He called him sleeper. Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. How many know that running away from God's purpose in your life is wasting your life? You know, if you've been sleeping on the job, it's time to wake up and begin to call on God again. It's time to draw near to God. He'll draw near to us. How about Peter, James, and John? They were the ones that were sleeping, weren't they, in the garden when the Lord needed them the most. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves sleeping our lives away and missing out on the opportunities that God gives us to literally change the world for the glory of God. One of the most powerful examples of an awakening is that of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. How many know that story? It's about a foolish young man who wants all that he has coming to him before his father dies. The father concedes and gives the young man the money, and he takes off to a far country where he blows the money in riotous living until everything is gone. And then he finds himself where? Feeding the pigs. Luke 15:15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. And listen, no one gave him anything. You know, sometimes that's the best place for a person to be, where nobody's giving you anything. So you have one choice, die or return to God. That is where the awakening really starts, when nothing in this world is there to catch you or satisfy you or to help you. And then it says in verse 17, when he came to himself, he woke up. How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? So, he returned to his father, and his father warmly welcomed, embraced him, right? He was glad he was home. Amen. You and I have to also understand that God is very patient with us, and God allows you to have a will of your own, to decide what you will do, to choose what you will do with your life, but understand that the decisions we make influence our eternal life. Amen. The enemy is a thief, and he wants to rob you of your inheritance. He wants to get you preoccupied with lesser things so that you miss out on the weightier things, the better things, the superior things, the things of God, amen, and the eternal purpose of God for your life. He wants to get you so distracted in just earthly, temporary things that you don't have time for the things of God. Come on, somebody. And I believe it's a time right now we all need to examine ourselves and say, Lord, where can I simplify my life? Where can I get rid of things that are unnecessary, that may not be bad things, but they're choking me in my walk with you? We need to cast off the sin, but also the weights, the things that weigh us down and bog us down in our race. We are to run this race, as Paul said, to win. So we need to ask the Lord if there's anything in my life that is unnecessary, that needs to go, that's hindering me and fulfilling your call for my life. How many know that's a wise way to think? Amen? Because you don't lose if you live for God. What you give unto God remains. Amen? Amen? What you try to hoard, you can lose. But those who give unto the Lord are wise, because they're sowing, amen, into eternity. When we have been called not only to be saved, but to serve the Lord. To serve the people of God. Amen? Every one of us, God has a calling for your life. I hear it often, well, God has a call on your life. Yeah, he has a call on everybody's life. Many are called. Amen? But God wants you to discover who you are in Him, who He is in you, and what His plan is for your life. And He wants you to give yourself, amen, for Him and His kingdom, because what you give to the Lord, you cannot lose. Amen. Give your life to Him. You won't regret it. How many want to find your life? You want to find your life? Lose it. Give it to God. Hallelujah. You know, the question is what mountain do you want to die on? We're all going to die someday. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to die knowing that I'm in the will of God, living out the will of God, that I've done what I was called to do while I had opportunity in this world. Because when we take that last breath, it's no time now to go back and make any changes. Come on, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and we know who holds our hands, and that He can make all grace abound to us. Amen. He can change our hearts, change our minds, and He can fill us with the knowledge of His will and make that will His our desire even. Amen. So He'll begin to work in you both the will and the do. But you got to let God have that place, a preeminence in your life where He's in charge and you're allowing Him into every void of your life. Do you see? It's in the areas where we say no to God where we remain dark. We don't want that devil to have any place in us. Jesus said, the devil has no place in me. He fully lived out the will of the Father. Amen. And He gave us an example to do likewise. Hallelujah. So we can't be sleeping on the job. God has a job for you. God has a responsibility for you. Amen. So you want to be sleeping away. Amen. When you need to be busy about the Father's business. Hallelujah. And I find that my life is in saying yes to God. Amen. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. Amen. And to complete the work that He gave Him. He's saying my satisfaction. Meat or bread means satisfaction. I am satisfied in doing God's will for my life, my Father's will. Come on. Because we were created for Him with a purpose. Not just to mete out a living in this world. That's part of it. Amen. But whatever we do in word or deed, we're supposed to be giving God the glory. We're supposed to be shining our light in that situation. Amen. We are salt and we are light. We are to be influencers in society. We're not to be compromising with the world. Amen. We're supposed to come out and be separate, says the Lord. Amen. So that people can see that there is hope. Amen. And that there is a way that I can overcome all the stuff that's coming on the earth. Amen. And be able to stand before God. When you and I are standing up for Jesus, He'll stand up within us. Whenever you say yes to God, amen, blessing, strength, amen, life. When you say no to God, you grieve the Spirit, you cut off the flow. We're not to quench the Spirit. We need to learn how to say yes. Yes, Lord. What is it that you want now? Amen. We've lived our lives for ourselves many years. Some of us many years we've lived for ourselves. God is now calling us to lay it down, take up our cross, follow Him. Amen. Because Jesus said it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to share His glory with you. He wants you to have a treasure in heaven, amen, that will never fade or perish, that's forever. How many believe that it's a good idea to give your life for the Lord? Amen. Because you're going to die somewhere. On some mountain, amen. And I want to die on the Lord's mountain, amen. Awakening. God wants His people awake. He wants us alert. He wants us morally pure. He wants us to stand our ground, amen, and to resist the devil and give no place for the devil in our lives, you see, so that He can fully possess us and give us the eternal grace that we need, to give us the power we need of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Just like Samson, because he compromised, he didn't realize that his strength was ebbing away. And he didn't realize until it was too late. And God is saying, I don't want you compromising. I don't want you in the lap of the enemy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And the enemy will offer you all kinds of distractions, all other kinds of other options rather than the will of God. Why? Because he's a thief. Most awakenings usually take place in miserable settings. It's usually in our pain, our loss, our mistake, our weakness that our awakening comes. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
You can ask a hand, show of hands, how many here came to the Lord when everything is going your way? Something slapped us good upside the head, right, and got our attention. And we realized, I need God. I need his help. It did so in my life. I got sick of the hog pen. Now I'm dining at the table of the Lord.
Amen.
Even in the presence of my enemy. You can only watch. You can't stop me. We can have as much of Jesus as you want. And you can, amen?
Amen?
God wants you to be an overflowing cup for him.
Yes.
And some people are good with just sampling. They're at the sample bar, you know. Yeah, that's a nice little sample there. Yeah, that was pretty good. I have a little nice little snack this morning, and then the rest of the week they're just starving, right? God says, dine. When the Lord is serving, amen, eat.
Yes.
Amen. He's serving wine, drink. All right? Because he knows what we have need of, and we need him. And when you're filled with him, you'll have the strength to overcome yourself and that devil. Hallelujah. You won't give in to temptation, amen, if you're filled with Jesus. Why? Because his desires will take over in you. And when that enemy comes along with a cheap counterfeit, you'll recognize it right away and say, ain't worth it. Miserable places awaken more people than anything else. He uses miserable places, miserable conditions, miserable situations, and sometimes even miserable people to awaken us to life. I got to pray because I got to work with this bozo. Sorry, did I say that? Yeah. And somebody might be saying that about me. I got to work with that bozo. So they need to pray too. But we need the grace of God to overcome. Amen? Because that outer man, that part of us that's in the world, is easily influenced by the things of the world. Amen? So when we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, amen? When our spirit man is healthy and strong and vibrant, amen, filled with the Holy Spirit, come on, then the outer man will come under submission to the Spirit and we'll have life and peace and we'll be able to control what we do in this body because the body is now subject to the Spirit within us. And that's why we encourage worship, encourage prayer, encourage fellowship, encourage the Word. Amen? Encourage people to listen and obey the voice of the Lord. The Lord has a way of getting our attention. I say, Lord, wake up America. Wake up your church. Wake up your people. This is what we pray all the time. Lord, forgive us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, save America. Lord, wake up America. Lord, bring this nation back to you. Awaken your people, awaken your church, amen, to return to you, to call upon you once again, amen. Just like Jonah, he was saying, you need to call on your God because we're going to sink unless you do. And Jonah understood that too, didn't he? And we need to begin to call on the name of the Lord again as God's people. And it's beginning to happen. I see the dry bones are coming to life. Amen. That rattling, that sound of a coming together. Hallelujah. I believe there's a revival breaking out. It's already broken out. Amen. It's been sparked and it's a fire. Hallelujah. Of the Holy Spirit that's moving throughout our land. And we're saying, Lord, bring it to the Northwest. Let your fire fall here. Amen. In the Northwest. Hallelujah. And Lord, let there be that shaking of our hearts, amen, in our lives. Yes. Hallelujah, that we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. and we will have strength to stand against evil and not shrink back when we are tempted. You and I are no match for the devil that we face. And if you think in your own willpower you can overcome the devil, you are deceived. And that's why Jesus said, wait for the promise of my Father before you do anything. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. And Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Amen. You shall receive a supernatural endowment that will cause you to become bold for him, a witness. Amen. Even a martyr for him, where you don't consider your life even dear to you, that you may finish your race with joy. How many want to live for Jesus today?
Amen.
Amen. So we need to drink deeply from the wells of Yeshua salvation. Amen. So that our lives are overflowing in him, because perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
God is love. He's perfect love. When my heart is filled with Jesus, amen, I'm not bound by fear anymore. I have a supernatural peace, and it passes my own understanding.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm about to get excited up in here. Thank you, Lord. But you know, life's experiences can cause us to see ourselves for who we really are, or where we stand, or how strong we are. Sometimes we think, I'm pretty strong. I don't need to pray like I used to. I don't need to be in the Word. I don't need to be in church like I'm doing good. I got it together here. Well, guess what? You know, the Lord can cause a storm to rise up. Amen. And if necessary, he'll prepare a big fish to get our attention. Amen. Jonah tried to outrun the Lord, but he couldn't. If you're a child of God, he's going to discipline you. Amen? Before we can change our lives, we need to become aware of our need for change. And situations, circumstances in life cause us to understand our need for him. And our need for change is good, because if I know I need to change, then I can do something about it. And I find that when I simply obey the instruction of the Holy Spirit, then he gives me the grace to enforce that in my life and keep going in that direction. See, a lot of people say, well, I'm hoping God will take this away. And God says, repent of it. Repent of your sin. Repent of your addiction. Well, I hope so. No, you need to come to the place where you say, I refuse to bow down to it anymore. I refuse to give in to it anymore. I will not allow it to rule over me anymore. Why? Because the power of sin has been broken into my life through Jesus Christ. Amen. I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not trusting in my willpower to overcome this thing. I'm trusting in God who gives me the ability to do what's right in this body, because this body is his temple. It belongs to him. And I need to keep myself pure from my master. Amen. Because he's coming for those who are looking for him, whom the Lord loves. Hebrews 12:6. He chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. So the prodigal came to himself, and he said in verse 18, I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. What did he say? He says, I have a destiny to fulfill. I have to get out of this hog pen. I need to quit making excuses for the hog pen. You see, some people have gotten comfortable in the hog pen, and now they just try to justify the hog pen experience. Are you hearing me? They try to make excuses for it. God doesn't want his children eating hog food. Amen. He wants us to return to him, because he serves the best. Hallelujah. And so he had to come to himself. And what did he say? I'm going to rise up out of this. He was determined, and I'm going to return to God. I'm going to return to my Father. And I'm going to confess. I'm going to get honest with God and say, I have sinned against heaven and before you. And how many know the Father is merciful? He is forgiving. Amen. God wants to forgive people. If they would just be honest and admit it and confess it, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Life is always better in the Father's house. Would you agree?
Oh, amen.
The Father wants us to dwell with him, to enjoy his presence, to feast at his table, and to be surrounded by his goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Romans 13:11, one more time. Now it is high time to wake out of sleep. Look around. Amen. Jesus is coming, but so is the wrath of God coming upon the world of the ungodly. God is very patient, not willing that anyone should perish. But there is a set time when that door will be closed. Amen. The door of opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. If you can hear his voice today, commit your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Give your life fully to him, because he can keep that which you commit to him. If you give him your heart, your life, he can protect your life and your heart. Amen. That's because he takes care of his own. But we have to be willing to give our lives to him. We have to be willing to come into covenant and to say, Lord, I'm willing to take the cup. I am a spouse to you. Your call, your will, your purpose for my life. Amen. When we lift up that communion cup, we're saying, Lord, I'm lifting up the marital wine. Amen. And I'm declaring that I'm no longer my own. I've been bought at a price. Amen. With the precious blood of Christ, the highest dowry, the highest price has been paid for my soul. So now I lift up the cup and say, Lord, I belong to you. You belong to me. I will live my life for you. And that's what God is calling all of us to do. And you will never regret giving your life to him. But you will regret the times you said no to do your own thing. And soon, and very soon, we are going to see the King. It could be today. Are you ready to meet Jesus? I want to be ready when the Lord comes. I don't want to guess about this. I want to know that it is well with my soul. Would you bow your heads this morning? Would you take a moment right now to say, Lord, if there's anything in my life that is not of you, anything that you want me to get rid of, I'll get rid of it. Lord, just show me what it is that may be hindering me in my walk with you, in my life, being lived out for you and for your purposes. Are you willing to give the Lord everything? Hallelujah. If you give him everything, he'll give you everything. I give him this old life in exchange for new life. I give him this old heart in exchange for a new heart. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. How many know this one? This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore, all that I adore is in you, is in you. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul. Live for you. Live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. To be your prayer today, this is my desire. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Praise. I give you praise. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. Live for you. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way in me. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. All about you, hallelujah, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. Can you just throw up your hands and surrender to Him this morning? Would you give Him everything? Give Him your body, give Him your soul, give Him your spirit, give Him all of you, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I give you. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and just sing a new song to the Lord this morning. You want to just offer incense to Him right now and hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh on me. Fall fresh on me. Thank you for your presence here, Lord.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Melt me, mold me.
Melt me, mold.
Fill me, use me.
Fill me.
Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. We just want to thank you. The day you've given us, Lord, the time together this morning, for every heart that is here, Lord, draw us all into you. Lord, we want our lives to matter, to count for eternity. Lord, we want to burn for you. So burn in us, Holy One. Hallelujah. Give us a holy passion to glorify your name. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to overcome or resist every trap, every scheming of the wicked one. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you that you give us all that we have need of, Lord, that we are complete in you, in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. God bless you and keep you.